Atlanta Archbishop Wilton Gregory says he's well aware that the lawsuit comes just weeks before the presidential election, but he says he didn't choose the timing, and he says he didn't choose the fight. The Archbishop says he and other Catholic leaders are still willing to negotiate, but their stance is firm. They don't think their institutions, churches, schools, and hospitals, should have to fund insurance coverage that provides access to birth control, sterilization, and abortion.
We're not saying you cannot have access to those services as a non-Catholic employee. That's not our point. Our point is, don't make me pay for your access. Find it some other way.
But John O'Brien, president of the group Catholics for Choice, says that's just not fair.
I think what the bishops are trying to do is to say that their consciences trump the consciences of workers in their institutions.
While Catholics for Choice fights against the church when it comes to reproductive rights, it also says most Catholics don't find the issue as big a priority as other things, such as the economy and their jobs. The Diocese of Savannah and Atlanta's Christ the King School have joined the Archdiocese as plaintiffs in the lawsuit. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.